Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
And welcome back in to Rutherford Issues on WGNS AM/FM. Online at WGNSradio.com. Don't forget you can download those Android and iPhone apps as well to listen to us live anywhere in the world. And we have joining us from Murfreesboro City Schools today, Mary Lee Smith, who is the Coordinated School Health Supervisor with the City Schools. And how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. Good to have you here today. Okay, so let's start out by, what does a coordinated school health supervisor do? What is your job?
We do many things. We bring health into the schools. We make sure that the child is receiving every facet of health that they possibly can, from physical health to mental health to family involvement, community involvement, staff involvement, the whole picture.
So how is this brought in? I mean, is this just something that's done within city schools, or is this an effort that goes on throughout the state? How does that work?
Actually, there's a coordinator in every school system in the state of Tennessee. Tennessee is actually the first state in the nation to provide funding for coordinated school health and have a coordinator in every school in the state.
But you actually work for the city?
I actually work for the city schools.
Okay. So, but each school district has their own.
That's
pretty neat. So I guess you have efforts that you collaborate on with Rutherford County Schools, for instance, and different things?
Yes, absolutely. We work very closely with Rutherford County Schools, along with all the other school districts across our state and our state advisory office as well.
Is there kind of a, for lack of a better word, curriculum that is put together, or some ideas that are set forth from the state and then you kind of develop those? Or how does that work with the Tennessee Coordinated School Health Program?
Well, Tennessee Coordinated School Health, we all have the 8 modules of health that we focus on, which I was talking about earlier, the mm-hmm. student health piece, the mental health, family health, physical education, health education, nutrition, all the different 8 components that each coordinator follows. And then because each school district is so unique, we all have different programs that are implemented within our school systems and share our ideas with each other so we don't have to, quote, reinvent the wheel mm-hmm. on some things.
Now, when you think of health and in school, you think of these textbooks and classes about health. I mean, that's not what we're talking about here.
No, we try to make health fun. We want people to enjoy health for a lifetime and not look forward to it, dreading it, but to actually enjoy being healthy.
So some of the things that we're going to talk about here are activities that are for kids who want to get out, get active, get involved. And you've actually got a pretty neat thing with soccer camps at Bradley and Hobgood that are coming up.
They are. They actually start on Tuesday. They'll be going for 5 weeks from February 21st to March 29th, every Tuesday and Thursday, from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. That's open to all of those students at those schools. Registration is online for parents. We do encourage that parents be present during the entire camp just to bring in that community parent involvement piece as well. But yeah, we'll have lots of volunteers from the community conducting those camps, and it's going to be a fun time for those kids.
So who can participate in the soccer camps there?
Anybody that goes to Bradley and Hobgood Elementary can register.
Okay. So, well, with everything starting tomorrow, I guess you've got some of that already underway, the registration.
Yes, absolutely. I'm not sure the exact number of people that we have signed up, but I know that we had a soccer camp with MTSU several months ago, and we had over 100 kids show up to that. So I think it'll be a pretty good turnout.
So it's more than just things that are during the school hours that you're putting together here, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. Because we want parents to get involved, we offer things after school. We try to offer things after school as well because we know not every parent can pick their child up from school immediately after school, so they need other activities to be involved in. And if those are activities that can lead to health and moving around, physical activity, we try to encourage that.
We are talking today with Mary Lee Smith, who is the Coordinated School Health Supervisor with Murfreesboro City Schools. Many of the great things that are going on, just working to get kids active, including that soccer camp that starts tomorrow at Bradley and Hobgood. And how do you register for that if you're a student from one of those schools?
If you're a student, registrations are available at your school, or your parents can go online to cityschools.net, and there on the homepage you can download the application.
Talk to me about this new Heart Challenge course.
We're very excited about the new Heart Challenge course that the City Schools Foundation provided funding for. The Heart Challenge course is a basically life-size heart that takes up more than half of a gymnasium and allows children to be able to go through the inside of the heart to see how the heart actually flows and works and all the different parts of the heart. It also incorporates science and math into that and especially physical activity. So we're very excited about that. We're going to be taking it on tour to all 12 schools before the end of the school year.
How do you haul something around that takes about half of a gym? I mean, that sounds like a project in itself.
Our maintenance crew is fantastic. They have a wonderful lift truck that they come and meet us early in the morning, and they stay late in the afternoon to help us load it up and get it back to central office. So.
Wow. It's not in Linda Gilbert's office, I would hope.
No, she said it had to stay downstairs.
I guess so, just to get it in and out. So you actually get to go inside the chambers of the heart and see how it works? I mean, is it kind of an interactive thing?
It is definitely an interactive thing. Each part of the heart is labeled, so as the kids are going through, they know which part of the heart they're moving through. Some of it is definitely divided into two chambers, so the kids start out on the right ventricle. They move through all the parts of the right ventricle and end up either pumping themselves out of the heart, either to the brain or to the rest of the body, where there are other physical activities for them to do after that.
Wow, that sounds, you know, that's what you call making health fun. I mean, you're learning about the parts of the heart and how it works, but I'm sure that they enjoy just kind of running through and seeing what it's all about inside.
Absolutely. We had a lot of fun setting it up and going through it ourselves, so yeah. I'm sure the kids will have fun.
So this will, has it been already at some of the schools?
We set it up at Patterson Park last week just so that we could see how much room it would take up and, again, the difficulty of moving it around from school to school. Mm-hmm. And Bradley Elementary kids actually got to take a preview through it, so they had an extraordinary time.
So this is a pretty new addition to the program with the money from the foundation?
Yes, we just got it in the first week in February, so brand new.
That? Why the heart challenge? Why was this actually one of the items that was chosen to show kids focusing on health? Why the heart, I guess?
Well, heart disease is the number one disease killer for men and women. And so we wanted to bring attention to that and show people how to keep their hearts healthy and why it's important that they keep their hearts healthy. So along with this physical activity, there's also an educational piece that teaches them how to be physically active for life.
It's a lot better than just opening up a textbook and looking and labeling parts of the heart. I mean, you actually get to experience it and see it.
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer that if you can see it, feel it, touch it, then you can do it. So,
One thing that and we have talked on this program numerous times with Charlie Apigian with Triborough Kids, and this is a program that has just really exploded, and it takes people in the community. I think it's so great that Murfreesboro City Schools can partner with people outside of the community to help bring some physical activities, and this is one of them that City Schools is really jumping in feet first with.
Absolutely. Charlie has done a fantastic job putting on the Triborough Kids Race Series in the past, and Murfreesboro City Schools is excited that we're able to partner with him this year to make the opportunity available to every one of our children. And this year we've included a piece for our city school kids and for anybody that receives one of the booklets that Charlie's put together for a 100% challenge to be physically active every day for at least 45 minutes. So.
You may have noticed a few of those out in the lobby. We have some that are here as well. And that is a way that parents can encourage their kids to get involved, do something each and every day and keep up with it. Because I think sometimes when you say, let's go out and get some exercise, it's one, and adults do it as well. You know, I don't really like running. I don't like to do this. But when you actually start charting your physical activity, you'll be surprised at what you actually can get in exercise.
Oh, absolutely. And we want parents to look at it as activity, not promote it as exercise, because activity is such a more fun word to use. And kids don't dread activity like they do exercise. And not everybody's built for the typical exercise that we think of running or jogging or walking or swimming. So just getting outside and having a good time and playing is exercise.
So is this the first year you've really kind of, I know a lot of the kids have participated in the Triborough Race Series, but kind of partnering with the Triborough Race Group?
Yes, it is our first year to partner with that group, and I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity. Every child in our school system received a booklet to participate in the challenge, mm-hmm. and they received an invitation to run in the 2.5K or 5K race in May. So we're really hoping we have a really great turnout for that. We've already had quite a response.
Sure. So I guess this is another way that you saw you could use some resources out in the community, but also get kids off the couch and off the PlayStation.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if it wasn't for our community partners, we couldn't do a lot of the programs we do. So we're really thankful for them.
So information will be at all of the city schools about how they could participate. You said it went home with the kids too, right?
It went home with the kids. There are flyers at the schools. We'll be sending reminders out to parents to sign their kids up. There is a $10 race registration fee in May, but that does include the t-shirt, a medal, and the kids will be officially timed. And it's $5 if parents want to run with their kids. We're really encouraging that parents participate as well.
Yeah, that's going to be a really neat part of that. We are talking today to Mary Lee Smith, who is coordinated school health supervisor for Murfreesboro City Schools, and talking about getting those kiddies active. I guess this is a good day because they're probably at home enjoying a day away from school, but tomorrow back at it. That kind of brings me to breaks in summertime, especially. I guess the biggest the two words that we hear at home are "I'm bored," and that just drives me bonkers. You know, when we were kids, we used to go out and run and play and have a good time. What do parents do when they hear "I'm bored"?
When they hear "I'm bored," they get on our website and they see all of the fantastic things that we've got going on for the kids. We're even working on some things to come up for this summer so kids can still be active, be involved, and have something to do and not be bored.
What are some tips for getting kids active and out there? And I guess using the word "activities" and not "exercise" would be one way to kind of encourage them.
Right. There are all kinds of activities in Murfreesboro. There are so many opportunities for kids to be active. So what we have to do is to cut their screen time, get them out from in front of the computer or the TV or the video games, get them outside and get them involved. Because once they start participating in activities, swimming clubs, running clubs, basketball, baseball, soccer, there's tennis teams here in Murfreesboro, just things where they get to interact with other kids, have a good time, and be physically active at the same time.
You know, a lot of times as parents, we can encourage and we can say something and our kids want to do the opposite. So, you know, when you have these resources online or whatever, I think that encourages kids maybe even more so than if mom or dad says, "Let's go do something."
Right. Well, kids like to do what their friends do. Yeah. So if their friends are involved, then they want to be involved. So our part of coordinated school health is just to promote those activities and let the kids know what's going on and get them excited about participating.
So now what you do is kind of school system wide, the city school system wide, and do you have others that work alongside you?
I do. We have a wellness coordinator. Her name's Kimberly Campbell, and she has really taken off with the physical activity part of coordinated school health for our school system.
Awesome. One more thing that we want to talk about before you get away is the fun project. Tell us about that.
The Fun Project is a partnership with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. Deb Pascal and Karen Hargrove wrote a grant back in the fall for the Fun Project Phase 1, which was an in-classroom science curriculum that got the kids outdoors, learning outside in an outdoor environment and being physically active while being outside. Phase 2 of that project are gardens. And those gardens will be going in at Mitchell Nelson Elementary and at Bradley Elementary. And we're very excited about that. We're getting a curriculum together to go with that. Kids will be able to participate after school and even through the summertime from the beginning of the garden, from planting to harvesting, trying different recipes and different things from the garden that they're growing.
Well, did they start them out with the seeds and right on through, huh?
Summer started out with seeds. Mm-hmm. When we get into the warmer months with our tomatoes and peppers and squash and things like that, those things will be planted, actual plants. But we are starting some carrots, actually, I think, next week.
Wow. And so this, you said it goes into the summer because obviously school will be out before all of these things really start coming in.
We're working with our extended school program program to host the gardening project, and they will be able to have kids throughout the summer that will help maintain the garden and be able to kind of reap the benefits from it.
Wow. And so they'll get to eat some of the vegetables out of the garden and
absolutely
learn how to keep it clean and all the grasses out and things like that.
Yes.
Pretty neat. I know that, let's see, at home we have all kinds of things growing in cups. I have no idea what they are. Seeds, you know, we'll put it out, and if it grows, we'll find out what it is, I guess. But kids really love to see things grow from the very beginning. I think that's pretty neat.
Oh, it's very neat. When they actually start to see things sprout and produce their fruits, then they get really excited.
If we wanted to find out more about the Coordinated Health Program within Murfreesboro City Schools, where can we find that?
On the City Schools website homepage, there is a Coordinated School Health link. So all you have to do is click on that. It takes you right to Murfreesboro City Schools Coordinated School Health webpage.
Awesome. Anything else we need to touch on, or did we catch everything?
That's pretty much what we have going on right now, but we're always planning for new things coming up in the future, so just keep updated.
I guess ideas, you'd take any ideas too.
Oh, absolutely. We love new ideas.
Awesome. Mary Lee Smith, thanks for joining us today. With Murfreesboro City Schools, the Coordinated School Health Supervisor joining us here on Rutherford Issues this afternoon. We'll take a break. Be right back here on WGNS AM/FM.
We're the station that focuses on things on your mind. WGNS, and this is Rutherford Issues.